Hi, my name is Joe Morris. I'm a program manager on the .NET and Visual Studio team. In this video, I'm going to show you a new feature that is released in the Enterprise Edition of Visual Studio 2017 called Live Unit Testing. Once you use this feature, you will realize that the current way of running unit tests looks so old school when compared to running it the live unit test way. It will tremendously improve your coding productivity and quality of code by showing unit test results and code coverage live in the editor while you're coding. This feature works with C# and VB projects for .NET and supports test frameworks of MS Test, XUnit, and NUnit. Let's see it in action. I have this bike sharing app that I'm developing. It runs ASP.NET on .NET framework. It's a smart bike sharing system. Let me run the app to show you what it looks like. App allows a user to get a bike, purchase tickets to events, and ride the bike to the event. It also allows a user to do targeted workout sessions for fitness. Okay, I will stop running the app and show you the code I'm working on in a class library for my bike sharing app. Let me navigate to project mybikes.domainlogic and open file trainer.cs. I have a workout class and a trainer class that calculates special metrics for my workouts. There is this method called getWorkoutWithBestSpeed to figure out on which of my workouts did I go the fastest speed. I've written some unit tests for this getWorkoutWithBestSpeed method already. Let me open that unit test side by side with my library code. Let me navigate to the getWorkoutSpeedForTwoWorkouts unit test. In this unit test, I register two workouts, one for 10 miles with 20 minute speed, and the other 5 miles with 20 minute speed. For this scenario, when I complete the two workouts, my expected result for workout with the best speed is the 10 miles workout within 20 minutes. The old school way of how I used to run these unit tests was by manually going and running the tests. Then I see the results in the Test Explorer window. I will then look at the failed test. I spend some time looking at it. It tells me unit test failed in line 43 of the unit test. Besides a stack trace info, there is not much useful info to pinpoint the failure. To see more code coverage data on the failed test, I will typically run analyze code coverage for fail test. It tells me what blocks are covered, not covered. It still doesn't show any visualization in the code editor. I can click on the show code coverage coloring to show the blocks in the editor. Even then, it is not easy to figure out which one is covered and not covered, failing, etc. Well, this is all the old school way of doing unit test. Let's see the new way of doing it via live unit testing. Let's close code coverage results. Let's close Test Explorer and go enable live unit testing. You enable live unit test by going to Menu, Tests, Live Unit Testing, Start. Within a few seconds, you will see various glyphs showing in your code editor. Green checks indicate tests covered by unit test and passing. Red crosses indicate covered by unit test code and failing. Blue dashes indicate no unit test coverage. When I click on a red cross, I can see which tests specifically are passing or failing. I can select a test to navigate to my test method. I can see that Get Workout with Best Speed is failing one of my test cases. As I'm looking at this, I see that the 5 miles workout is being returned when the 10 miles workout really has the faster time. I can also see that the best speed is never changing. I identify the bug in my code. I need to add another line of code to fix my code. As soon as I make the code, watch how the state of the coverage glyph changes from red X to green check, indicating that workout with best speed is passing the unit test now. Now let me scroll to another method called guess most miles traveled. It shows a blue glyph, and when I hover over it, it says covered by zero test. Okay, that means I need to write a unit test. Let me switch to my unit test project and add a unit test. For the sake of time, I have already written one and commented it out. Let me uncomment and add the unit test for Get Workout with Most Miles Traveled. As soon as I add the unit test, system automatically runs it, and you can see how Get Most Miles Traveled is covered and passing the unit test now, and the coverage glyph turns from blue to green check. That's very cool. I can see that all unit test results are a pass now, and all my lines of code are covered with a green check. I feel great about how live unit testing helped me identify my product code bug and how quickly I could fix it and see my unit test result pass and code coverage turning to 100%. I love it, and I'm certainly going to keep live unit testing on all the time moving forward. As you can see, live unit testing is a great feature that will tremendously improve developer productivity by showing unit test results and code coverage live in the editor while you're coding. .NET developers out there, please do check out this feature that is present in the Enterprise Edition of Visual Studio 2017. Thanks for watching this video.